The most efficient, cost-effective water heaters. Well, let's find out more, because our special guest has arrived. It is the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don. You're like the Maytag guy this week.
Well, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. You know, I don't know if you've ever wondered how I come up with five different compelling financial subjects every week. Well, most ideas come from research that color the events of my clients' lives. Now, many are generated from my innate curiosities, but this one has to do with my need for a new water heater. So I learned about the heat pump water heaters. They look a lot like a regular tank model, but they work completely differently and can save a surprising amount on your energy bill. And that's where the money tracker comes in. He saves people money. Yes. Traditional gas water heaters burn natural gas to heat water directly. They heat water quickly, and they work in just about any climate. That they lose energy up that vent pipe that also produces carbon emissions. They're reliable, but not exactly efficient. They convert only about 60 to 70% of their energy to hot water. You've heard about tankless water heaters. Well, they don't store any hot water. They heat it instantly as it flows through the unit. That means endless hot showers and no standby loss. There's no tank to hold it there. They can be more expensive up front, and you need a very large gas line upgrade generally, and upgraded electrical service to run one of those. Efficiency is better than a standard tank that burns gas, but it still uses a tremendous amount of energy when it's actually operating, because it has to throw a lot of heat at those pipes to get it warm, to keep it warm. Well, a heat pump water heater doesn't make heat. It moves it. It pulls warmth from the surrounding air and transfers that heat into a water tank. It's like a refrigerator in reverse, because it's moving heat instead of generating it. It can be 2 to 3 times more efficient than gas or electric resistance models. The trade-offs are that they work best in mild or warm spaces like a basement or garage. You don't want to put one of these things outside, particularly in the middle of winter. In short, to lower your utility bill and reduce energy uses, a heat pump water heater is hard to beat. They cost a bit more up front, but the savings quickly catch up. For pure efficiency, the heat pump wins the race. And, of course, if you have any questions, you could give me a call over at Saber Wealth, or you could call the Sears Appliance Department. My number is area code 316-267-0600.
Are you trying to get in good favor with Channel 8 to co-host This Old House?
That you know, I would love to do a show.
Yeah,
like
I know
that.
You would.
I already do so many things like that. You know, that would be a kind of a fun preoccupation to have, wouldn't it?
And we can call it This Old Don. No, that's not a that's not
no,
a,
that, no, that,
that's not a good title.
This
that,
Old Don.
That's appropriate title. An appropriate title.
No, I should not send you into the weekend with that. What's going on with the Don Grant weekend?
Well, I don't know if I've talked much about it, and this has to do with building and stuff. We're building a house in Colorado, and I've got to get some stuff into the design review board, which there are a few residents who are already in the development that we're building in, and they apparently know something about architecture, and they want to keep standards, you know, so that you're not parking something that's not adequate for the neighborhood or whatever. You know, they make judgments on the colors of the houses and the size and the you know, where it is and all that. But I will be working on the erosion control aspect of the plans this weekend, hopefully finishing up so I can get them submitted so we can get them approved and we can actually break ground.
I figured you were just submitting the standard ski chalet blueprints.
Yeah, the A-frame, 1960s A-frame. Well, actually, you know my passion for mid-century modern stuff. The house does have a lot of design elements that are very simple, simple lines, shed roof kind of thing, and are they it's called modern mountain style. That's what we're going for.
All right, I'll let you get to your erosion duties and get on with your weekend. And
all right,
we'll check in with you Monday.
You guys have a good one, too. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you, sir. That is The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hey, we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way, including a special guest.
Yes, Congressman Ron Estes will be here halfway through, about 7:30 or so. Talk about the shutdown.
Yep, we'll get to that in a big 7 o'clock hour, so make sure you're here for that. We'll get some great information. It is 6:56 with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
The world's oldest president sworn in for an 8th term.
At the inauguration of his latest 7-year term, Cameroon's president, Paul Biya, acknowledged what he called the seriousness of the situation his country faces. The 92-year-old's disputed re-election was met with widespread demonstrations. According to the United Nations, 48 protesters have been killed by the security services. Biya has pledged to restore order and blames irresponsible politicians for the unrest. In the election, he defeated a former information minister who broke ranks in a challenge for power. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Tesla shareholders voted to approve a pay package that could make CEO Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire.
More than 75% of shareholders voted to approve this massive pay package for Elon Musk. It gives Musk 12 deliveries of stocks tied to performance targets that could eventually hand him around 25% stock ownership in Tesla, and in total is worth around $1 trillion. And those shareholders are hoping that retaining Musk with the massive pay package will be a win-win. If Musk is successful in hitting the performance targets, it would make Tesla the most valuable company in history with an $8.5 trillion market cap. Part of Musk's plan to grow Tesla involves a huge scale-up of Tesla's Optimus robot production.
That's Fox Business's Max Gordon in Los Angeles. $1 trillion is about what you make, right, Ted?
Cannot fathom. How much money that is.
After 208 years, the Farmer's Almanac is ceasing publication.
The Farmer's Almanac, based out of Lewiston, Maine, had been printed every year since 1818, providing farming and gardening tips, long-range weather predictions, moon phases, folklore, and seasonal information. Editor Sandy Duncan announcing Thursday that their 2026 issue, out now, will be their last, and that they're shutting their website and they will stop posting to social media pages by the end of the year, citing financial challenges. The Farmer's Almanac is not to be confused with the old Farmer's Almanac of New Hampshire. That wants its readers to know it's not going anywhere. It has been published since 1792, when George Washington was president. Sue Guzman, Fox News.